Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Niccolò Comotti here at Venice 73, and today I'm joined by Birgit Heitzig. Welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So Birgit, your creature, your lovely creature, is called Green Film Shooting, and today, you know, this creature now is 4 years or more so old, starting in 2011. Is growing wonderfully and is expanding, of course, into a much bigger and more environmentally friendly being. And in fact, today we're going to talk a lot about green cinema. So how green you think Venice is? Does it have a lot to do to them?
I think it has some potential to go a bit greener. I mean, here you have this wonderful situation. Since you're so close to the beach, it wouldn't take so much maybe to have some solar panels on the roof. I mean, and that would be very visible, and then people would look at it. What is this doing? Of course, everybody's aware of it nowadays, but this would make a difference, at least for green promotion. And then, of course, some energy that can be used. As we all know, digital projections consume a lot of energy, and on top of it, they need to have some cooling, and this requires a lot of energy, which not always comes from renewables.
Very true. Well, let alone the actual making of a film, which is, you know, the films are a big powerhouse that then they get dismantled, but in the making, they consume a lot and they make a lot of waste as well. So how do you think green cinema could implement new things, and how to change the way that cinema can be also made without being too drastic and too violent in with regards to the environment?
Oh, this is the approach we're trying to communicate since we started. This was actually the reason why we decided to do green film shooting. So green filmmaking really starts with awareness, mm-hmm. and with a green mindset, that you think about how can you change your workflow towards a more sustainable behavior. And it's funny, but the origin of that is really in Hollywood, where the Producers Guild of America, they have a department, PGA Green, and they have created a best practice guide, which is like the Green Bible for production. And there it covers all the different fields of production, all the different departments. The most biggest carbon emission creators in film production are always transportation and energy. But if you're having a big studio for production, of course, then it's also production design can be really a mess. You can create a mess if you've done a film, but there are all the other departments, like costumes can be done in a more sustainable way. I mean, we know all about a horrible production of clothes. Makeup, light, there's LEDs are also energy efficient and cost saving. And then, of course, waste management. And if it comes to transportation, then we are back also at the behavior of the people. So going by car, maybe we can do car sharing and don't fly so much, and take trains or bicycles. But it really depends on every project and production.
Well, the path probably to have a fully green cinema and filmmaking is still very long. But like, what could we implement from the very now to actually make our films and cinema greener, even in practice, as you said earlier? But something that really every single filmmaker could start thinking about it, a new kind of different mindset. And also, how could we put together with green film shooting and green cinema, these filmmakers, you know, that are green and environmentally aware together, how can we make them communicate to each other?
For filmmakers, they have to at least first think about it, that this is an issue, this is something which needs to be considered, because most of the people, they are not so much aware about it. And it starts with very simple, small measures, such as drinking water out of plastic bottles. We all know the oceans are flooded with plastic and it's polluting us and the whole food chain, the fishes. So it's a nightmare. Everybody knows it, but everybody is still drinking out of plastic bottles. And so filmmakers can really say, oh, no, I don't want to have this on my set. So maybe I find another solution. That I have water galleon, mm-hmm. and then people can maybe bring their own cup or something that they drink of. And because if you think about it, if you have a film set with 100 people and everybody doing 3-4 bottles, then in the end you create already a mess with 400 bottles just for one day, and then you're shooting 7 weeks. I mean, come on, then we can fill the Palazzo del Cinema just with plastic bottles from one film. And this is something which is very simple, and it's even cheaper if you get water from a galleon or even from the tap. These are very easy measures that anybody can do it.
Mm-hmm. And I'm looking right now. I mean, this is radio, so you can only hear me. But I'm looking at a beautiful logo here in the issue of Griffin Shooting. Can you tell me more about this as well?
The green cinema. Yeah, we have created a green cinema label, and the idea is to inspire exhibitors to take some green actions in their cinemas. And this is also a measure where they can save some money, because if a cinema is managed in a more energy efficient way, it's of course also cost saving. So it starts also with very little simple things like shutting off the light if it's not needed, adjusting the temperature, having light sensors in the bathroom. Then step two is replacing the bulbs with LED, which are not consuming so much power. And then it goes really up to big investments where you have stop operation and install some compensation plans. So energy and energy audit of the building, it's a crucial part of it. In the European Union, 40% of all the energy is consumed by building, according to an EU study. And I was kind of surprised when I researched that. And in addition, for any exhibitor, it's easy. I mean, if he can't install solar panel on its roof or so, but it's easy if he's in a country where there are renewable energy providers, just to change a contract. And then, of course, there are other measures, like on film set too, which comes to catering, so offer more sustainable, healthy concession and do some waste management. And the idea is just to inspire exhibitors to have a more green cinema, and then also communicate it as a positive action to the cinema goers, because it's also more convincing. I mean, if you are always showing great documentaries about climate change and a lot of problems, and then you sell products from these multinational companies, it's not so much believable, right?
Very true. Very true. And to conclude, I mean, to get stronger as well, probably it's essential to create a network. And I'm kind of curious if you have already like established partners that you work with, so that, you know, the philosophy of Green Film Shooting can go and expand even wider all over the world.
Absolutely. We could not do it without, actually. When I started this magazine, I had the first partner was the local film fund in Hamburg, where I'm based, and the magazine is produced completely locally, also the print shop. And very quickly, at international film festivals, I found more people who are really interested into this subject. And meanwhile, I'm part of the Cine Regio Green Group. Cine Regio is an organization where all the European regional film funds are organized, and they have a working group which takes care of sustainability issues, and this is called Cine Regio Green. So, and we are having meetings on a regular basis at festivals, and discussing things. So I also produced a report for them last year, and I will do another one about the situation in every green region in terms of sustainable actions. So this is about sharing and inspiring experiences. And in addition, I started to do some conferences at festivals. So last year and this year at the Berlin Film Festival, and in Cannes we also did a conference, and we have not done something in Venice yet, but some people of us are here and we're having meetings, and I met a lot of people here who might also become potential partners. And this is also something which is very good about Venice, I have to say, because here it's not so overcrowded like in Cannes, and people are not so much under time pressure that they have actually time to talk, and this is very, very helpful.
Fantastic, and we're very glad to have been able to talk to you, because this is a very important issue, and I thank you again, Birgit, for being with us here at Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.